a kind of a melting pot situation, apparently.
That's right.
Speak the English.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe when your wife comes along, I can ask her some questions about her family history,
That'll
too.
That'll be fine.
I'd really like to. And
she should be home for long.
The
old settlers who had came from Connecticut, as I understood, and settled in the community as neighbors. And two of them were bachelors, left no children.
That doesn't help us.
No.
Bit, does it?
And one of the other ones had one boy, and he was a professor. He just died not so long ago, and he had no children. So there's no descendants that I know of. I just about ended.
But they came from Connecticut.
That's what I understood them to say, from Connecticut.
And you don't
like the did have a big family. But they've all left here, and fact is, a cousin of mine, Lamont, owns the land now. And we had one other, the come here from Wales. And likewise, the Evan, who was a teacher, I well remember, he taught for my father. He had no children, and Morgan had no children. And that's the same thing. My sons own one of the farms today.
So you have the land now.
That's
yes.
Right. That is correct. We've had a lot influx of people, and my brother was telling me, and I guess registering a lot of these people to vote, people from California. And it's getting so, there's just people from all over the United States as these houses are being built up, and it's no longer like when I was a boy, you had a distinct community of people like the French or the German settlement, and it's melted down as a melting pot, you would say. So I guess they're just Americans, a mixture of almost every nationality.
Well,
New England states. And came to Indiana.
Living is more promising.
That's right. More chance to get ahead.
Right. Well,
as I told you, some of my wife is half French, and on the other, she's some Yankee and Pennsylvania Dutch. Her name was, and she's traced her ancestry way back to the Revolutionary War, and actually it was German and changed to.
I see.
And she can tell you quite a bit more about that.
Well, that'll be interesting too.
You know, she on two sides. She can trace her ancestry. Really, she's done a lot of that, and they've traced them way back into the 1700s.
She is, or was, a school teacher.
Yeah, that's.
Well, this first question. If you were to meet somebody early in the day, how would you greet them?
We usually say good morning.
And up until what time? Possibly noon or the lunch?
I'd say noon, afternoon. Why,
and then what would you say?
Good afternoon or howdy.
Yes. And then in the evening, say after the evening meal or sundown, how would you speak to someone?
We always say good evening.
Good evening then. And what would be the determining time? Would it be
I'd say
sundown
after,
or
after lunch. We would say after our supper, or as we say supper here.
And would you use the term lunch, by the way, also for
normally,
supper?
We say supper.
And the noon meal, what do you call that?
Well, we call that lunch or dinner.
Yes.
Dinner, normally dinner.
Yes, okay.